from St. Louis Public Radio. This is the Politically Speaking Hour on St. Louis on the Air. I'm Jason Rosenbaum. Tuesday marked a changing of the guard in St. Louis politics.
Faithfully demean myself
in the office of Mayor of the City of St. Louis.
Mayor of the City of St. Louis.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Less than a week after defeating incumbent Tashara Jones, Kara Spencer took the helm as mayor of St. Louis. The longtime alderwoman won a landslide victory this month on a relatively simple message. City services like trash collection, snow removal, and road repair aren't working, and a new administration needs to right the ship. Even though Spencer won by nearly 30 percentage points, she faces a tricky political road to accomplish longer-term goals. She'll need to get the support of either Board of Aldermen President Megan Green or St. Louis Comptroller Donna Behringer to approve financial measures on the powerful Board of Estimate and Apportionment. And she'll have to navigate a Board of Aldermen with fiercely independent members. That could be why Spencer may have struck a somewhat conciliatory tone during her inauguration speech.
We must embark upon our work with a new era of collaboration. We can no longer afford to operate in silos. We have to bring creativity, innovation, and collaboration to our work, all of our work. We have to collectively address the long-term impact decisions of things like what to do with our RAM settlement funds, a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, how to effectively reform our archaic city charter. These decisions can't and shouldn't be made in a silo or done piecemeal. We have to do them collaboratively, visionarily, and in conjunction with a broader vision to serve all of us.
So will Spencer successfully traverse St. Louis's highly factionalized political environment to get things done? Here to perhaps peer into the future is Alderman Rasheen Aldridge, who represents St. Louis's 14th Ward, taking in 11 neighborhoods on the eastern edge of the city. Alderman, welcome to the Politically Speaking Hour on St. Louis on the Air.
Thanks for having me.
You were not a supporter of Spencer during the campaign. You were Tashara Jones' backer. But on the last day of the Board of Aldermen, you did have some kind words for Mayor Spencer as she ventured into citywide office. Do you think these good vibes will last?
I think they'll last for a minute, you know, and I've actually had the opportunity to work with Alderwoman Spencer as a alderperson. So we both share downtown. So coming into the Board of Aldermen, we work very closely with having meetings in the neighborhood to remind people that, hey, downtown may be split between two alders, but we are working close together to make sure that resources and that downtown gets what they need. However, I did support Mayor Jones because I think her way that she was being intentional about investing in North St. Louis was something that I was nervous to potentially go backwards on with a Mayor Spencer. We've done some great stuff with past legislation to hold Paul McKee accountable. You know, the Northside Corridor grants haven't went perfect, but the fact that she wanted to do something different with the ARPA dollars was something I think we needed to continue in North St. Louis because we haven't seen it in the past when it comes to previous mayors.
I do want to ask about the election results before looking forward. Tashara Jones lost a lot of support in white and integrated parts of the city that she won in 2021. And she, I'm going to be very candid here, underperformed in African-American majority wards, like the 14th ward. Why do you think this happened?
No, I think it was a couple of things. I think one, you know, folks, you know, with the ARPA dollars, I don't think individuals understand just because you allocate money that, you know, it's going to be out there out the door. So I think it was a huge opportunity for the mayor to get those ARPA funds. But however, I think people didn't realize what that process looks like. I also think the snowstorm didn't help. You know, I think there was a lot of things that did not help, as well as I believe that, you know, the mayor could have shown up a lot more in neighborhoods and for people to actually see her. It's one thing to do the press conference. It's one thing to make statements, and a lot of the statements on the reduction in crime, all that was great. But, you know, people want to have that human to human contact, being at neighborhood meetings that in my 2 years of being an older person, you know, I didn't see her that much at like St. Louis Place or College Hill or Old North meetings. So people actually know the message that she's talking about on TV, what was actually the truth when they have a sit down one-on-one conversation with her.
I do want to invite our audience to join in on this conversation. What do you hope to see city leaders focus on in the months and years ahead? Join our conversation by calling 314-382-8255. That's 314-382-TALK. We got a lot of listener questions when I put a prompt asking them what they want to see from Spencer and the Board of Aldermen. And a lot of responses were similar to Timothy Strock. Basic services, trash pickup, street and sidewalk improvement repair, slowing the speed of drivers. People are dying. And I heard from other city residents that they were fed up with these types of services not being done effectively. What can actually be done to make these things better?
Well, I think that's a great question from Timothy. And I know it's so many people throughout the city of St. Louis that, you know, want the basic things done. I think that was a huge reason why Alderwoman Spencer won, because of a simple message of, hey, we're paying taxes. We want services to be complete. And I think, you know, the challenge that she will have that the previous administration also had is we need to fill the positions at the city of St. Louis. We need more workers in the city of St. Louis. Of course, I think this is a national trend post-COVID. But one thing I think what we can do to, you know, start to hire people to make sure we have more trash truck drivers, to make sure we have more refuse workers, is we at the city of St. Louis with the personnel department and the mayor, the ENA, the Board of Aldermen, we need to figure out how do we cut a lot of these open positions for 4 and 5 years that we have not been able to fill. Raise those salaries, bring them to a salary that is competitive so people that currently work for the city want to stay there and feel motivated to go above and beyond, and also bring in a new workforce, as our workforce at the city of St. Louis is, it's aging a little bit.
One of the things I thought about while watching the inauguration was that this is my opinion, it would be a lot easier to get more money to hire people if St. Louis and St. Louis County were part of one governmental jurisdiction. The common example is if St. Louis City was a municipality within St. Louis County, like Florissant or Baldwin or Richmond Heights. That could mean there's one pool of money to fix roads, maintain parks, bolster public health infrastructure, record deeds, collect revenue. Am I crazy on this, or am I on to something?
I think you're a little crazy, as much as I love you. You know, because one, I don't think the city needs to become another municipality in the 89 municipalities that the St. Louis County has. Also, you know, we have a very strong budget right now, and St. Louis County budget is not doing well.
No, it is not. I believe they have been in a structural deficit for almost 10 years now.
It's crazy. And, you know, what I do think what can happen, you know, I'm not a fan of a merger, but I am a fan of regional collaboration between the city and the county. You know, I think, you know, our health departments working hand in hand. I will give that to the county. They have a better health department than the city. They have more resources when it comes to their health department to tackle certain things. And we have to remember, health is a public safety issue. So I think the more regional collaboration, which we did see with former mayor Jones and County Executive Sam Page, the way that they was able to work together when it comes to our airport, when it comes to certain things, is what I think we need to continue.
Let's go to Crystal calling from Dutchtown. Crystal, welcome to the Politically Speaking Hour on St. Louis on the Air.
Hi there. I'm really glad that you have Rasheen Aldridge on. I've met him in person multiple times, as well as the new mayor and the old mayor. I didn't, and in fact, the whole time I was dealing with so much trying to reach the city with toxic waste being dumped or alleyways being inaccessible and very dangerous, especially when a tree fell and the power lines, and then I kept trying to contact them even in person, and finally it took them about a year to get it slightly cleaned up, and now they're sending me bills, and now I have to take it to the new mayor. So I'm hoping this is why I voted for the new mayor.
Thank you, Crystal, for your comments. I will just add, I am not a City of St. Louis resident, but I have often found it very difficult to deal with city government when I need to do something. Some agencies are better than others. The Collector of Revenue's office, I have had great experiences mm-hmm. with. But that is not the first time I've heard
yeah.
anecdotes like that from Crystal. What's your response to it?
First off, thank you, Crystal. Dutchtown is one of my favorite neighborhoods. No, I mean, she's right. Some departments are a lot more responsive than others. You know, in the last 2 years, I've had the ability to work very closely with the past administration and Nancy Cross, Director of Operations, to be able to kind of figure out when some of these things are happening, if it's tree branches or if it's water issues with all these water main breaks that we had, to be able to reach out to Ms. Cross to get things done. But I think one thing that we're looking at right now at the board that may be helpful to streamline some of these departments and making sure that they're operating properly is the city manager. It's legislation that I know Alderwoman Velasquez has been working very hard to try to look at how do we depoliticize these positions and make sure that you have somebody who is looking at how do we make sure that every department is efficiently operating in a way so that city services are actually flowing and they're not being cherry-picked depending on if the alderperson is in good graces with whoever's in the mayor administration.
We need to take a quick break, but when we return, we'll continue our conversation with 14th Ward, St. Louis Alderman, Rasheen Aldridge. This is the Politically Speaking Hour on St. Louis on the Air. Welcome back to the Politically Speaking Hour on St. Louis on the Air. I'm Jason Rosenbaum. We now continue our conversation with St. Louis 14th Ward Alderman Rasheen Aldridge about the leadership shakeup that occurred earlier this week. Let's go to Dennis in South City. Dennis, briefly, what would you like to add to our conversation on the Politically Speaking Hour on St. Louis on the Air?
Well, thanks for having me. I really appreciate you taking the call. So, Alderman, I would love to see more educational opportunities to increase the blue-collar workforce and, in the same token, invite more industry partners to the St. Louis region. You know, St. Louis Community College at Florissant Park recently had a ribbon cutting for their Advanced Manufacturing Center. It was amazing to see Boeing as such a strong partner in that. Ameren UE, also a partner in that, Ameren Missouri, excuse me. And I would love to hear your ideas and what's on the future agenda for inviting more industry partners and increasing this technologically advancing at such a rapid rate student body and getting them ready for what they face in the future in industry.
Dennis, thank you so much for your comment. Alderman, what do you have to say to Dennis's comment?
Yeah, thank you for that question, Dennis. And as a someone who went to St. Louis Community College, you know, I think it's critical that we continue to uplift institutions like that we have in the city of St. Louis, like St. Louis Community College and our trade schools to get our workforce ready for the future. You know, I think for the city of St. Louis, our role that we can kind of play in that to make sure that these jobs either come to St. Louis or continue to flow in is, you know, it's going to be very interesting right now with the relationship with the mayor administration and SODC. So I think it's going to, you know, Neil Richardson has done, I think, a really good job with trying to attract new businesses and a new workforce in the city of St. Louis. And I'm hopeful that, you know, Alderwoman Spencer also cares about the workforce and growing the city, that maybe they could try to work together to try to find a solution to bring in more jobs to the city of St. Louis.
Yeah, it'll remain to be seen if Neil Richardson stays on. For Mayor Spencer may engineer his ouster, but we will see. One of the other things we heard a lot up from listeners about is a desire to improve pedestrian safety. David on TikTok wrote, it'd be great to see traffic police. I've worked in Midtown for 15 years. I've never seen anyone pulled over for blatantly running red lights or speeding. Pedestrians risk their lives crossing streets. What do you see happening on this front in the first few months of the Spencer administration?
I mean, he's right on. That's one thing that I've been saying for a while now is, you know, while I'm not a fan of over-policing, we do need to hold folks accountable. And I think if there was more traffic cops in certain areas, folks would know that, okay, I can't fly down the street. But I also think, you know, part of it is also the city's infrastructure. You have a lot of projects right now with the Green Line that is trying to make, I think, a lot of these wide streets like Grand and Market a little smaller so you don't have people flying down these streets. I know that this Board of Aldermen has been very intentional. I know Alderman Browning is working on legislation to try to make sure that funds flow faster to the street division so that we can work on more calming measures. I've done some in my neighborhood, in the College Hill neighborhood, where we've done curb cutouts, and I call them the Aldrich angles, but put them at the corner to try to stop some of these pedestrian stuff. Because the reality is, while we care about cars driving, we also need to prioritize and make sure that people that are walking and riding their bikes are also safe.
We got a number of questions about and comments about trash and recycling collection. Judy Johnson wrote, have the recycling dumpsters actually emptied into a recycling dedicated truck? We've seen them emptied into trash trucks way more often than not. Disheartening when we do our best to recycle. Now, I do know that there were concerns about trash and recycling collection like shortly after the height of the pandemic. Have things gotten better? And if not, what do you think can be done to make things better?
You know, I honestly don't think things have gotten better with the way that we do recycling and trash. And this may be an unpopular thing to say, but I'm just going to be honest. I think one way that we can make our trash system flow a little bit better is when it comes to recycling. You know, I think there is also still a lot of level of education that people need to know what you can recycle and what you can't recycle. Because I think what we've seen is there's been a mix of things put in the recycling bin that end up contaminating all the recycling. So if we can, I think, do a pilot program where we allow people who want to recycle, drop off the recycling bin at a designated location. And then for the trash trucks, because right now what they do is they kind of do two rounds. They pick up the trash and then they also pick up the recycling. And like I say, a lot of times what we figured out going all the way back from the LIDA administration is that recycling is contaminated. So it really becomes for not to do these two rounds instead of just doing one round, picking up all the trash, educating folks on what need to be recycled, and then allowing people that want to recycle take it to a location.
The Board of Aldermen does have a slate of big decisions in terms of long-term priorities to make. One of them is the St. Louis Rams settlement. You and your colleagues did not end up allocating the money before the election. Do you think there will be another effort to try and divide up those funds over the next few weeks and months?
Oh, absolutely. And I do appreciate, as they call it at the board, the sausage-making process. I really hate that.
You don't like sausage?
I just don't like that saying of, like, sausage-making process. For the people who may not eat, you know, meat, you know, let's figure out a way to...
The tofu-making process. Continue.
I'll just say the legislative process of, you know, we listen to residents for a year, and then, you know, we try to come up with legislation. And I totally get, for residents, it may look like, it was no point of doing that. But I think it allowed us to have a heavy and a very deep conversation on where we need to invest money. But I'm not upset that we actually didn't touch it, because one, we have to get ARPA funds out the door. Even if we spent the Rams money last session, that would have been second priority to making sure that projects that ARPA funds was spent on got done, because we have a federal deadline. But I'm a little excited that we didn't spend it, is because now with the federal government, you know, our health department just got slashed $600-some in federal funding. We're not sure what is going to come out of the federal government. And I think, you know, ensuring that we have money in our coffin to be safe with, to play with in the city, I think is beneficial. But I'm sure absolutely another Rams bill will be coming down this session.
While there's obviously a lot of focus on Spencer taking over as mayor, St. Louis also has a new comptroller, Donna Behringer. She was your former colleague when you both served in the Missouri House. What are your expectations for her to transition into citywide service?
You know, Donna is a smart, scrappy woman. You know, and I served with her for 5 years on the state level. And I know when it comes to numbers, you know, she was on a fiscal committee with being in the Democratic side, but she was in a leadership position on that. You know, it's going to be an interesting time. It's one thing to get, I think, a new mayor or a new comptroller, but it's another thing to get two of those players that sit on ENA. which is a huge learning curve. So, you know, I'm hopeful for her, and I think she's going to dot I's, cross T's, and get contracts out the door.
And the Board of Estimate and Apportionment makes major financial decisions for the city. So if they wanted to approve like a Rams deal, I think it has to go through ENA, if I'm not mistaken.
Correct.
And here, this is a little inside baseball, but like, Mayor Spencer and Board of Aldermen President Megan Green have not gotten along in recent months and years, and I could see them splitting on certain issues. And in my opinion, that gives Berenger, who is objectively more moderate to conservative than both Spencer and Green, mm-hmm. a real opportunity to exert leverage out of the mayor or the Board of Aldermen President. So basically, is Comptroller Berenger basically running the city right now?
I wouldn't say she's running the city right now. I think there's going to be some interesting dynamics at ENA. And my hope is that on behalf of the city of St. Louis residents, that they all come together and get stuff done. I see Donna or Comptroller Berenger being a independent kind of person. She's not going to pick a side. I think, you know, there's been an interesting dynamic between Alderwoman Spencer and Alderwoman Green. They served together for years. They've fought on same issues and recently have, you know, didn't support each other in the mayor's race. But at the
end they both seem progressive-y to me, even though I guess Kara Spencer has been exiled from the progressive faction.
I would say Alderwoman Spencer has a forward-thinking mind on certain things. You know, she fought against airport. She, you know, spoke out against Paul McKee. So I think her and Alderwoman Green can be able to put the personal things aside and, you know, hopefully plan to work together to get things done. I know I've talked with Alderwoman Green, and, you know, that is her goal. Or President. I keep calling her Alderwoman. I can't take her back.
You
President
also,
Green.
You also called Spencer Alderwoman.
Alderwoman,
but
yeah,
that's
Mayor.
That's a force of habit. Alderman Rasheen Aldridge, we were very glad to have you on the show today. And thank you so much for joining us. You represent 11 neighborhoods and the eastern side of the city. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me. Looking forward to be back.
Today's episode was produced by Jason Rosenbaum.
Our audio engineer is Aaron Doerr. This podcast was mixed and edited by Aaron.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thanks.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis.